is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. After the October wildfires in Sonoma County, California, average rents rose from $2,366 to $3,422, a 36% hike that many families could not afford. In response, the state of California instituted a countywide ban on rent gouging, capping rent hikes at 10% of their September levels. Trump signed executive orders to cut back on worker protections for federal workers. His orders shortened the time for performance adjustments and dismissals to 30 days, made bargaining about waste a subject, and curtailed the use of paid official time for union investigations of grievances. A federal court in Kansas awarded Kendra Ross, now 26, about $8 million in damages and restitution. The amount is believed to be the largest awarded to a single plaintiff in a case of coerced labor, and it highlights the scourge of human trafficking in the U.S., which mostly affects young women and girls. The cult took her at 11, and she worked and was trafficked until she escaped at 21. In Portland, Oregon, organizers of the Reparations Happy Hour invited Black, Brown, and Indigenous people to a bar and handed them $10 bills as they arrived, a small but symbolic gift, mostly funded by white people who were asked not to attend. Eight members of the Milwaukee Police Department have been disciplined in connection with the arrest of the NBA player Sterling Brown, who in January was subdued with a stun gun over a parking violation. With fines as high as $1,200, Germany is punishing families who take their children out of school early during vacation periods to take advantage of cheaper flights for their holidays. The Boston Women's Workforce Council teams up with the area's companies and institutions, including major ones like Morgan Stanley, Zipcar, and MIT, to help them figure out ways to advance women, which they share with one another in quarterly best practice meetings. The city has also trained over 7,000 women in salary negotiation, with a goal of training an additional 78,000 by 2021. A more immediate deadline, the Massachusetts Equal Pay Act, passed by the legislature in 2016, goes into effect in July. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.